This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has approved a plan by Governor Cuomo to lower the toll on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. The toll will drop from $6 to $5.50 per round trip for commercial vehicles and drivers from Staten Island. But WNYC's Jim O'Grady says not everyone is pleased by the move.
The first person to the microphone during the public comment session of Wednesday's MTA board meeting raised eyebrows.
So we have three speakers, the first of whom is Richard Ravitch.
80-year-old Richard Ravitch was chairman of the MTA from 1979 to 1984, and he was steamed about the toll proposal.
I feel strongly enough about this, remembering all the battles that I fought to eke out every possible penny of revenue for this authority.
Ravitch told the board it should not agree to the plan, which will cost $7 million a year, at a time when the MTA is locked in labor negotiations and telling its unions there's no money to spare. But board member Alan Capelli said Staten Islanders deserve an extra discount on the toll because they're underserved by transit and must drive to get around.
I think that this is something that is historic and that we should be celebrating.
Ravitch countered that Capelli and his fellow board members were breaking the law by voluntarily accepting a reduction in revenue. The board debated Ravitch's point, then voted overwhelmingly to lower the toll. Governor Cuomo, when asked an hour later about Ravitch's charge, dismissed it.
I disagree with it. I don't understand this theory.
The reduced toll for Staten Islanders on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge will take effect on April 1st. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
The Richard Ravitch Foundation is a funder of WNYC News.